right, so back to it now. This really is the heart. This really is the heart of the sales pitch for Ron DeSantis. It's Byte 14. Listen to this.
Truth needs to be our foundation. Common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. And in Florida, we proved it could be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. And we're thriving as a result. Florida's the nation's fastest growing state. We're number one in net in-migration, number one in new business formations, recently ranked number one in education. We have a 50-year low crime rate and one of the lowest tax and debt per capita in America. But we also understand governing is not entertainment. It's not about building a brand or virtue signaling. It is about delivering results. And our results in Florida have been second to none.
Yeah. Our results have been second to none. I mean, that really is the heart of the sales pitch. You want to bring to America what Florida has, freedom, business. And look, 500,000 people a year are still moving to Florida. By far the biggest migration of any state. Florida is getting bigger faster than any place else, and for a variety of reasons, 500,000 people a year. Now, the governor took aim at Joe Biden as well, and did so quite effectively, I thought. You know, despite the technical issues that hung up the beginning of the announcements, the rest of it went pretty well. Listen to this. It is Byte 15.
Biden's pursued inflationary policies that are hurting working people. We will reverse those policies, and we'll build an economy where working Americans can achieve a good standard of living. Biden's opened the southern border and allowed massive amounts of drugs to pour into the country. We'll shut down the border, construct a border wall, and hold the drug cartels accountable. Biden's embraced medical authoritarianism, such as unconstitutional COVID vax mandates. We will ensure that those violations of liberty can never happen again. Biden's allowed woke ideology to drive his agenda. We will never surrender to the woke mob, and we will leave woke ideology in the dustbin of history. Biden's also politicized the military and caused recruiting to plummet. We will eliminate ideological agendas from our military, focus the military on the core mission, and we will reverse the poor recruiting trends. Finally, Biden's weaponized the power of the administrative state to advance his left-wing agenda. We will reconstitutionalize the executive branch, and we'll bring the administrative state to heel. Now, you can't do any of that if you don't win.
That's right. You can't do any of that if you don't win. And that's the bottom line, right? It is remarkable, the amount of vitriol he had. You know, so one other thing that he talked about, and I think is important, are the central bank digital currencies, these government currencies, virtual currency, you know, crypto. And DeSantis says CBDC will be shut down if he is elected, and that is the central bank digital currencies designed to control all of us even more. He says it won't fly in his administration. Listen to this. Byte 17.
So we were the first state just last month. We actually got the Florida legislature to pass a law that says Florida does not recognize central bank digital currency, because some states were actually adding that to their uniform commercial code. You know, the federal government's studying this. We did the opposite and say we didn't. Now, the reason why we did that is because what the Federal Reserve has said is, well, you know, we're going to consult with Congress. We'll consult with the executive branch. We don't have a CBDC right now. And ideally, we would get authorization for Congress. Well, wait a minute. It's not ideally. You must get authorization from Congress. I don't think Congress would authorize it. So if they unilaterally try to do this, we're trying to provide protection for people here in Florida.
Yeah. And by the way, when it comes to crime, and this is really an important thing, DeSantis pointed out during his conversation that when it comes to crime, there's not a Florida city in the top 25. In fact, you look at the top most dangerous cities, St. Louis, Jackson, Mississippi, Detroit, New Orleans, Baltimore, Memphis, Tennessee, Cleveland, Ohio, Baton Rouge, Kansas City, Missouri, Shreveport, Louisiana. I mean, you look at it and you'll see the most dangerous cities don't include anybody from Florida, not in the top 25. Anyhow, pretty important stuff. I would say it's very important stuff. Safe places to live include Rochester, New York, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Youngstown's safe. Go Youngstown. You're doing well. At any rate, it's going to be an interesting ride from here. It will be now that everybody's in. Now that everybody is in, it's going to be, well, expect Trump to be on the DeSantis attack mode. And honestly, I think that's a bad plan. Go back to Ronald Reagan. Stick with the show. Attack no fellow Republican. That's what the plan should be. Don't attack your fellow Republicans. Let them be. But that's apparently not going to happen. At any rate, good to have you here. Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. Stay up with Liberty Page, David Kamenier, John Solomon. And yes, I write articles all the time for SteveGruber.com. We have new articles every single day. Why? Because I'm cool that way. I'll take a break and be back.